This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora Interim Police Chief Vanessa Wilson says agitators threatening violence at a peaceful rally for Elijah McClain on Saturday prompted police to use smoke canisters and pepper spray to disperse the crowd. Wilson spoke during a special city council meeting Tuesday called by Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman. Some council members joined the public in criticizing the police, and one council member urged the police department to release more body camera footage of the event. Colorado counties will be able to loosen some social distancing restrictions if their coronavirus case counts are steady or dropping. The state has released new guidelines for this phase called Protect Our Neighbors. Jill Hunsaker-Ryan heads Colorado's public health agency. She says the state also wants to make sure counties can trace and contain new cases before they loosen rules.
If we reopen without the systems to handle increased cases or outbreak, we will become overwhelmed and end up at stay-at-home again.
Officials say this is the final phase of reopening in Colorado during the pandemic until there's a successful treatment or vaccine. Businesses in Aspen may soon have a mandatory midnight closing time. The Aspen Times reports the city council decided Tuesday to impose penalties on businesses that let people in after the curfew. The emergency ordinance is meant to slow the spread of COVID-19. Officials say some bars and restaurants and their patrons are not social distancing or wearing masks. 70s in Aspen this afternoon, mostly sunny around Denver. This is CPR News.